Friday, November 18th. Started the best 5 minutes of the day, and our friend Jason Cairns is on the other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
So far, so good. I'm grateful that it's Friday. I think I was walking out of work yesterday, I was thinking, I really love my job. And I also really enjoy time away.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to the weekend, I think, is just, maybe that's a distinctly American thing, but I love just taking time away. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to enjoy. I mean, it's okay to have both, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. So I saw you posting the Celtic Advent 2022 yesterday. So it's getting to be that time of the year, huh?
It is, yeah. So one of the interesting things is that in the Celtic tradition, Advent runs for 40 days, much like Lent does.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the modern church, they often start Advent 28 days before Christmas or something like that. So
yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was a surprise for people seeing it pop up, but Celtic spirituality, Celtic Christianity, very much focuses on the turn of the seasons, and it's very much based around change and recognizing the cyclical nature of the year.
Mm-hmm. A lot on creation, right? And so,
right, exactly. Yep.
I mean, in terms of us being fearfully and wonderfully made image bearers, but also the greater, grander creation too. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, and people can check that out on Jason's Facebook page, Celtic Advent 2022. So 40 days before Christmas. I didn't realize that till I saw that. So, all right.
Yep. Now you know.
There we go. Being informed. All right. You know what? Yesterday, one of the things that was noteworthy about our program was when it all came out, including when I was back announcing the song till the end of our time together, was 4 minutes and 55 seconds. It was one of the few mornings that the best 5 minutes of the day was less than 5 minutes.
Wow. Amazing.
I know, it was amazing. All right.
Yeah, we normally err on the other side.
Yeah, we do. Also, I was at a Thursday night church service last night. It's just kind of breaking ground, trying things differently, and it was great. I chose that over the Packer game. I'm not going to completely give myself a gold star. When I was looking to go, I don't think I recognized the Packers were going to play Thursday night. But ultimately, not just because the Packers lost, I'm glad I chose that. So it was good to have community and dialogue.
Yep.
And so to look for, again, that kind of fellowship, that's what we're all about all the time, right? So
absolutely. Yeah, and I had hopes to go to that last night. Thursday nights for us, we have two kids going to different places, and Heather accompanies one of them to school, and so I was on Tesla transportation duty last night, and so that was, but hopefully in the future.
All right. Well, once Alex gets his license, that'll open things up a little bit for you.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. One verse today. It's Romans 12:9, heading us into the weekend.
Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good.
All right. And your devotional commentary extends a bit beyond that for Romans 12:9 and Letters to the Beloved. When it comes to love, which is the heart of who I am, do not fake it. Fake love is no love at all. Instead, be authentic and genuine. Train yourself to discriminate between good and evil. With the help of my Holy Spirit, seek integration and reject what fractures your spirit and relationships.
Yeah, again, we talk so much on here about love, and I'm on this quest, I think you and I both are, to understand what does it look like to really love well by the Spirit. And I think this verse in the New Living Translation, and hopefully in Letters to the Beloved, gets at that a bit.
Yeah.
Really trying to love truly and authentically.
Yeah, remembering that love is the highest gift, and it's the first fruit, so you can't go wrong with
Amen.
Love. All right.
Perfect.
Hope to do breakfast tomorrow, huh?
Sounds good.
See you then. All right. WWIB. Best 5 minutes of the day. I don't know what that clocked in at, but it wasn't too long. We're packing it in into the 5 minutes. Oh, this is going to be a fantastic birthdays and promise of the day segment this morning, because we are going to attempt to have more TV show themes than we've ever had. But as we always say, if you've got somebody with a birthday, Let us know on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And if you do, you go to the front of the line like this one.
I'm calling to wish my wonderful husband, James Doro, a fabulous 32nd birthday. He listens every day while milking cows. And I'm also here with our 5 kiddos, and they have something to say for Dad.
We love you, Dad.
Well, that just made the best of the week right there. How sweet is that? Fantastic. James Doro, have a fabulous 32nd birthday. You are a much-loved gentleman there, and sounds like nothing better than that. Your loving wife and those fantastic kids. Others celebrating a birthday along with James today include the likes of author Wynn Collier. He did the biography on Eugene Peterson. Matt Olson, Rich Kirchen, Adrian Parento, Kate Felton, Jake Wall with a birthday today. I think he's out of the country right now. And Mike Heggie, all celebrating a birthday today with the likes of, all right, now we got to make our way here for all of these TV show themes. Linda Evans from Dynasty fame is 80. Linda, I hope it's okay I shared your age, but yeah, I'm talking about not the more recent one, the remake, but yeah, the 1980s version, late 70s maybe even. All right, Dynasty isn't going to go on forever because Jameson Parker from Simon and Simon with a birthday today as well, and he's turning 75 today. Not as familiar with this show. But anyhow, Jameson Parker, 75. Delroy Lindo from The Good Fight with a birthday today. Delroy turning 70 years old today. A little bit more chill. I'm even less familiar with this show. Anyhow, comedian Kevin Nealon, formerly of Saturday Night Live, 69. Oscar Nunez from The Office with a birthday today. And Oscar is turning 64 years old today. All right. Others with birthdays include Elizabeth Perkins, 62. Owen Wilson from Loki is 54. Mike Epps from Next Friday, 52. Peta Wilson, 52. Chloe Savigny is 48. Nate Parker from Birth of a Nation, 43. And designer Christian Soriano from Project Runway is 37. Our promise of the day, 365promises.com. Promise number 322 in the year. I look throughout the earth to strengthen those who belong to me. Is 2 Chronicles 16:9. I look throughout the earth to strengthen those who belong to me. Check out the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com.
I request the song Crucified with Christ by Phillips Craig and Dean. And I'd also like to thank all those who are praying for my surgery this Monday at Marshfield. God bless all of you.
Thanks, PCD John. Yeah, that surgery, he tells us, 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Let's keep him lifted up, Wib praying family, huh? Wib Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning after a Packer defeat last night. But there's other things in life. There's other things. And so
we had hope for 4 days.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's see. How about we will do anything for a silent night this holiday season? Getting into that time of the year, what's on our wish list for the holidays this year?
Well, it seems to be getting a little rest and relaxation, but that doesn't always happen for 2 in 3 people. They just want a decent night's sleep.
We're not doing this just to plug MyPillow products, but
if the shoe fits or the pillow.
We're just on the heels of that. A new poll of adults found 62% claim that the winter holiday season is their busiest time of the year, and 66% say if they could, they'd beg for any product that could give them better sleep.
This is just like setting it up for MyPillow.
I know.
Like, it's just setting it up. It's like MyPillow.com.
But, you know, we do it. At 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping. Anywhere from 1/4 to 1/3 of your life. I'm probably more toward the 1/4, but still.
Well, and here's the thing. It might be a little bit wishful thinking to be able to get more sleep. We know we should, but you got to make sure you're getting the most restful sleep you possibly can. The biggest contributors to a lack of sleep during the holiday season include, oh, man, I think a lot of these fall on my wife. Cooking and preparing meals, she does that for us, 36%. Shopping stress, 34%. Financial stress, 34%. And having family over, 30%.
And, oh, by the way, for your wife, she's in the final month of her pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah. So,
wow.
Well, I can I can help with some of that, right? So maybe this is just to help me realize what I should be doing.
7 and 10 will force themselves to stay up later in the evenings in order to tackle the tasks they couldn't finish during the day, including wrapping gifts, 37%, and cooking or preparing meals, 28%. Over half, 58%, similarly find themselves waking up earlier in the mornings for the same reasons. You see this now, staying up later, getting up earlier. Hello, goodbye sleep.
Yeah, the most sleepless night of the season, Christmas Eve. Wow. I can absolutely say that was true in my family growing up, because I am pretty sure that my parents probably stayed up till 2-3 in the morning sometimes, trying to get everything ready, because there's just so many other things on their plate, and getting everything wrapped so beautifully for us. And then here was me as a kid getting up as early as possible to go look at all this presents. I try not to wake people up, but
it
still
does change a bit as the kids get older. But there you go. Get some sleep. My Pillow, promo code WWIB.
There you go. Well, it's that time of week here in the WIB Wake Up Show as we close toward 8 o'clock on the final day of the WIB Wake Up Show this week. It's our Friday morning tradition where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Topping the headlines this Friday morning, a study found the key to keeping the pounds off is to weigh yourself daily.
But the thing is, it didn't say whether you should do it before or after another quarter pounder with cheese.
Before, for sure.
I need more info. Thanksgiving is less than a week away.
Which means it's time to toss the leftovers from last Thanksgiving.
They're way in the back.
P.U. The director of the new Black Panther movie had to learn to swim so he could direct his actors in the water.
Imagine if every leader did that. For example, before you run office and run for office and manage all of our tax dollars, you're required to take a Dave Ramsey course.
There you go.
Seems like it makes sense. Tuesday was National Recycling Day.
So don't be surprised if you hear some of the same jokes we used last week.
So nice you have to hear it twice.
Yes, Thanksgiving is next week.
I've got my yams, I've got my turkey, I've got my seating chart that organizes guests by red and blue states.
Smart.
The world record for holding one's breath is now over 24 minutes.
Which is easily done by any parent changing diapers.
I'm practicing.
And finally, Earth's population hit 8 billion this week.
And half those people are sharing the same Netflix password.
Isn't that the truth?
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, my little sister Rachel sent this to me the other day, and again, fun with language. This morning, this is something called malaphors. And what a malaphore is, it's the blending of idioms or cliches where someone thinks that they're saying it correctly, but in fact, they're saying it incorrectly. For instance, it's not rocket surgery. Well, it'd be it's not rocket science, is the common saying. So malaphors, a few malaphors for you this morning. For instance, you can take one man's trash to another man's treasure, but you can't make it drink. It's a blending of a lot there. How about this one? We'll burn that bridge when we get to it. A couple more malaphors here on the WIB Wake Up Show, along with, again, it's not rocket surgery. How about, yeah, he's not the sharpest egg in the attic. Or, an all-time favorite, until the cows freeze over. Not here in Wisconsin. One more malaphor here. Again, the blending of an idiom or cliche in a humorous way, unintentionally. You've opened this can of worms. Now lie in it. A few malaphors for your Friday entertainment here on WWIB. It's time for the best of the week. Havel worked so hard putting this together every single week. We're at 20 degrees outside right now at 8:49, packed into under 5 minutes. Here's what you might have missed, or maybe you're hearing it again.
I was at the FCA dessert banquet last night, and good to sit at the table with my friend Jamie McIntosh, Greg and Sue Stewart. But as I went in, I won't name this person. I saw... You know, you're seeing some folks and, you know, saying hi, gatherings like this. And I see somebody and I go up and visit him. He was kind of manning some of the controls at the event. And I'd seen on Facebook he turned a year older recently and a milestone birthday of 70. And he said, and right away he says to me, he's like, wow, we're just both getting really old. You know, I'm like, hold on.
Speak for yourself.
You just turned 70. I'm behind you by 12 years. The WIB Wake Up Show. And speaking of Hope Darst, she's on the line with us from home in Nashville. Good morning, Hope. Welcome to the WIB Wake Up Show.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Great. Good to talk to you.
Hope, we talked to a lot of different people. And I have to say, you have seriously one of the cheeriest morning voices.
Yeah, I think so.
To hear.
Well, I can't lie. I've literally been up for almost 3 hours because my kids get up super early for school. So it's really, it's fake because it feels like it's like basically lunchtime for me.
What was your best subject in school?
English.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, dogs.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Is there a movie I haven't cried in?
If you could have any other career, what would you do?
Oh, I would be an interior designer.
What is your least favorite household chore?
Oh, laundry.
What's the best kind of chips?
Doritos.
Parallel park or drive around the block until a better spot opens up?
I can parallel park because of the invention of backup cameras.
And finally, one more, and Halvo always trembles a little bit when I ask this question. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Come on, Hope.
Ooh, it does.
Yes! There you go. Yes!
Do we have a number for the day? It is 7 billion. I mentioned more than 8 billion people now on the planet, just past that, I think, this month, right? But that, not as pleasant, actually. Wow. Yikes. Run for the hills. 7 billion is the bacteria on a typical kitchen sponge. Get me a new one. Wow.
Here is the question. Let's dive right in. About 5 million of these are made every day. About 5 million of these are made each and every day. Mm. What is it for? A CD from Hope Darst and Franny B. Incorrect answer so far. It's not candles, eggs, sandwiches, pots of coffee, Oreos, resolutions, jelly beans, or French fries.
5 million of these made every day. Think in the art department, if you will.
Color crayons.
Color crayons.
We got a winner.
Absolutely correct, and even more specifically, Crayola crayons. Yeah. So Rose Art and some of those other ones that I buy. About 5 million of these made every day, Crayola crayons. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
I am Melissa from Osseo, Wisconsin.
Melissa from Osseo. Well, you just won a twin pack of CDs from some powerhouse female artists. How about that?
Woohoo! I won! Yay!
All right. Way
now,
to go.
I have to say, when it comes to the crayons, Melissa, I don't know what you had growing up, but the it thing when I was a kid was the 64-pack of Crayolas with the built-in sharpener. It just didn't get better than that.
That's for sure. This next one, though, is the feel-old birthday of the morning. Yeah, what I mean by a feel-old birthday is you go, there's no way that person's that age. So brace yourself. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show is 55. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I mean, I know she was only on the first season, maybe two, that's it. But still, you're like, no way. Yeah, way. Yeah, Lisa Bonet is 55 today. Turns out it's Shiloh who prayed to receive Christ last night. So celebrating with the Westerby family that this morning here on WWIB.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
I'm calling to wish my wonderful husband, James Doro, a fabulous 32nd birthday. He listens every day while milking cows. And I'm also here with our five kiddos, and they have something to say for Dad.
We love you, Dad.
We love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
Happy birthday, we love you, Dad.
How sweet is that? Earlier this morning, this very morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You never know what's going to be in the best of the week. Thanks, Alvo.
Thank you.